be bad. I don't know, what am I going to do for the final, though? I can't promise. Amen. I thought we were going to pray tonight for divine protection, according to Psalm 91. That's what I thought, until this morning. And we are going to pray the prayer of thanksgiving and praise, okay? It's a kind of prayer. Turn to Psalm 118. We have so much to be thankful for. So much. We're maturing. Amen. Come on, let me hear y'all. We're maturing. And one of the things I realized this morning, those of you who are here, as well as those who are viewing online, our prayer life is maturing. Yes, it is. You know, we're not praying the way we prayed before. You know what I'm saying? So we're maturing in our prayer life. Amen. Glory to God. The man of God is just teaching us so much. We're learning so much. We've learned about fasting. We learned some more about faith this semester. Amen. And tonight, we're going to learn about trust. Amen. Psalm 118. Let's read verse 1 first. Ready? Let's read. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Go over to verse 23 and 24. Got it? Okay, let's read. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Amen? Amen. Amen. So let's thank God. You know what you want to thank him for. You know what he's done for you. Amen? Amen. So let's stand to your feet. Online students, join in. You read those verses, and this is what we're praying. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just give you praise and thanksgiving, Lord God. You've been so good. You've been so kind. Oh, Father God, we are just so thankful, Lord God, for all that you're saying unto us here at Word of Life Christian Center, Ever Increasing Word Training Center, Lord God. We're so thankful. So thankful for the anointing. So thankful for the revelations, Lord God, and the manifestations that you're giving to us through our man of God. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we do acknowledge you, and we ask you to help us. Help us to give thanksgiving unto our Father. Lord God, so much. You've been so good to us, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're so thankful. Hallelujah, that you are Father. Oh, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. Alala makishanda rebede haya. Alala anda rebede loga. Ananana kashanda rebede ha. Abababababanda rebede. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Alala malalaki here. Oh my, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alala makinda rebakaya, you're here. The blood of Jesus, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alala makashakanda rebede ha. Olelele makia. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, rapapa shine. Oh, rapapa panda rebede ha. Oh, lolo moko shande rebedia. Oh, lolo boko la kanda da mayasaya. Oh, rapapa bakashakaya. Oh, lolo moko nda rabakahaya. Ama baba baba bande rebede. Ama baba baba bakashakanda rabakaya yehiloga. We're so thankful, Lord. Oh, lolo koshonda rabakaya. So thankful for your word, Lord. Alala la makasha haya. Alala la makinda da bakaha. Ama baba baba bande rebede. Ololo moko shanda da bakaha. Ah, here I may say, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Alala la kasha kanda da bakaha. Alala la maki here. Alala la bakashanda rebekehe. Oh, rabasaha. Oh, rabasaha. Oh, rabasaha. No, moko shanda rabakaya. Alalala malala kinda rabakaya. Alalala makaha. Alalala malala kinda rabakaya, you're here. Ama baba baba bakasha kanda rabakaha. Alalala malala kinda rabakaya, you're here. Thank you. Alalala malala kanda rabakaya, you're here. Alalala malala kanda rabakaya. Alalala malala kinda rabakaya, you're here. So grateful, Lord God. Alalala ma here. Alala la ma here. Omo moko shaka na namaka. Alala la ma kinda na mahaya. We appreciate you, Lord. Alala la ma kia ora masaya. Your love, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, Lord. Thank you. Ololo moko shaka na mahia. Elelele boko la la kahaha. Ama baba baba baka shaka na namakaya. Our salvation, Lord. Thank you. Ololo moko shia. Elelele makana na mayasaya. Ololo moko la la kihia. Elelele mahaya, you're here. Ololo moko shanda rebedeha. Oh, rabobo bokoni. Oh, rababa bakashaya. Alalala malala kinda na mahaya, you're here. Alalala malala kanda na mayasaya. Alalala malala kanda na mayasi. Alalala makanda na mayasi nda na bakaya. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We're not alone. Glory to God. Thank you for that, Lord. You're always with us, Lord. Always for us. Always in us, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Shalamasi. Shalamasi. Shalamasi, Lord God. Glory to 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 God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Roma Mama Kishanda Rebede. Oh, Roma Soho. Oh, Roma Makonda Ramahia, Lord God. Oh, Roma Yasanda Rebede Haya. No more La Kishaha. Oh, Roma Rebede Ha. Alala Makinda Rabakaya, you're here, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for the man of God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God. Oh my, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the anointing on him, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the manifestation. Oh my. Oh my. You did it all for us, Lord. Oh, glory to God. You did it for us, Lord. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for it. Oh, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, Lord. We don't take it lightly, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. Something about thanking him. that stirs you up. Amen. You start to remember all the good things that he's done for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, we're going to be looking at chapter 3, book 2, chapter 3, prayer and trusting God. Amen. Now, Mr. Brown starts off a little bit difficult, I found, but eventually he got there, and I was able to grab it. Amen. So we're going to read a little, and then I'll just share with you a little bit. I had the topic here, what is trust? You know, we think we know what trust is, but wait till you hear what he has to say about trust. Amen. You know, he talks to us about a prayer. He always talks. This is a book on prayer. Prayer does not stand alone. It lives in fellowship with other Christian duties and is firmly joined to faith. We know that. We just finished with faith. Amen. Trust, according to Mr. Bounds, is faith that has become, get these words, absolute, approved, and accomplished. So it's like another level of faith. That's what Mr. Bound is saying. It's a higher level. It's a higher level of faith. Trust is firm belief. It is faith in full bloom. Trust is a conscious act, a fact of which we are aware. And then he says, trust, like life, is feeling, though much more. Now, we never think of spiritual things as being associated with feeling. Amen? But he says, it's feeling. That's what trust is. He says, trust is the most felt of all qualities. It is all feeling. And it only works by love, like faith. Y'all remember that? Faith, which worketh by love. So trust works by love. And he says, in other words, you know, who's ever heard of love that doesn't feel? You know? So just like love feels, trust feels. Amen? Amen? Trust sees God. Now, I mean, Apostle, it's like he had read these notes in what he was saying tonight. And this is happening. If you notice, this is going to be happening. You know, sometimes he'll teach and then it's our lesson. Amen? Trust sees God doing things here and now. Okay? It rises to a high place and looks into the invisible and the eternal. We're talking about trust right now. It realizes that God has done things. This is what trust does. Trust says God has done things and regards them as already done. Amen. Amen. Didn't Apostle say that? Yes. Amen. You know, that's what trust will do. Trust will regard it as it's already done. Amen. Another level. It's a higher level of our faith. Trust brings eternity into the history and the happenings of time. It transforms hope into the reality of fulfillment and changes promises. Apostle talked about promises. Hallelujah. Changes promises into present possession. Guess what I wrote in my notes before he said it? I have it now. Amen. I have it now. That's what trust will do. We know when we trust, just as we know when we see. If you can, you're seeing, you're looking, you say, I see, I see. When trust comes, you know, I trust, I trust. Amen. You will know when you're trusting. Quite often, Mr. Brown says, our faith is too weak to obtain God's greatest good immediately. Your faith is weak, okay? It has to wait in loving, strong, prayerful, pressing obedience until it grows in strength and is able to bring down the eternal into the areas of experience and time. See, that's what happens with our faith, you know. And we know our faith can be at any level at any given time. I mean, you could be strong today, and then tomorrow, you know, that's what happened with the children of Israel. All that God did for them, you know, they were grateful, they were excited. And then like 2 days later, it's like, you forgot what he did? You know, so our faith can be at any given level on any different time. Amen. Amen. So sometimes it gets weak and it's got to wait. Prayerfully pressing, being obedient until our faith can grow stronger. He says, in the struggle, trust is the one that takes hold and becomes mightier. It takes hold for itself all that God has done for it, and it brings it, all that God has done for it in his eternal wisdom and his fullness of grace. Trust is able. When faith becomes weak, trust is the one that's going to grab it and hold on to it. Amen? And then, you know, we already looked at, Mr. Bounds talked about Mark 11, 22 through 24. Jesus Christ clearly taught that faith was a condition on which prayer was answered. And just to refresh you, Mark 11, 22, 24, it says, first of all, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Then in prayer, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, not after, when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Y'all remember that? Pivotal verse right there. Amen. There is no place where trust grows more readily and richly as in the prayer closet. He says, the eye and the presence of God give active life to trust, just like the eye and the presence of the sun make fruit and flower grow and all things glad and bright with full of life. That's the same way that the eye and the presence of God gives active life to trust. In the prayer room, when you're praying, you know, God is there. His presence, he's looking. Amen. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, your life begins to change right there in the prayer room because you're trusting God. Amen. Faith and trust in the Lord form the key note and foundation of prayer. Amen. Primarily, it is not trust. Now, this is what Mr. Bounds is saying. Now, you got to follow this. Y'all going to have to read this. Primarily, it is not trust in the word of God, but rather trust in the person of God. There's a difference. The word of God and the person of God. I wrote down something. Dr. Leroy Jr. taught a message. And he asked the question, who told you? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. See, you have to, you know, we used to say it this way, consider the source. Right. Amen. Yeah. You know, even in everyday life, there are some people, we can't take it to the bank what they say. Right. You know, I'll see you at 7. Well, you know, that could mean 9. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, you can't count on them. Amen. But then there are other people whose word is their bond. You know, if they say something, you're going to be able to count on it. So what Mr. Bounds is trying to get over to us, that our trust has to be in the person of God. You know, we have to go our faith is in the word, but our trust is in God. If you can think about it that way. When I was reading this, it's like, oh my God. I say, oh, now I see it. He said, it's not trust in the word of God. Now we know we got faith in the word. Amen. But rather trust in the person. Now, and I wrote down, Apostle talked about it, John 5, 39. Turn to it. I was about to say it. Turn to John 5, 39. And he said it tonight, and it's like, oh my God, he is helping me so much. He is helping me, because when you hear it for the second time, you know, it's going to stick with you. Okay, John 5, 39. And what does it say? Let's read.
Search the scriptures.
For in them, you think, and they, which testify of me. Talking about his person. Talking about his person. It's not the scripture. It's me. That's what he's saying. It's me. You know, you're looking for me. You're not looking for the scripture.
Right.
But you know, that's what we get caught up in that so much. The scripture. And we're not looking at him. And we're not looking for him. Amen. We're not seeking him. So I understand what Mr. Bounds is saying here. He says, our trust is not just in the word of God, but rather trust in the person of God. For trust in the person of God must precede trust in the word of God. Isn't it? You gotta consider, you know, who told you that? Who told you with Jesus' stripes you were healed? You know, who told you, but God shall supply all your needs? Who told you that? You know? See, we look at the scripture and we think that's it. And we repeat the scripture, we confess the scripture. But how often do we stop and think about the person of God, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, they're the ones who are saying this. And we can count on this because God said it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not getting it over, huh? I'm trying. I had to grapple with the chapter. That's why I'm going to encourage everybody. You know, I mean, I knew what he was saying, and it's like, okay, now how can I get this across? How can I help them to see that it's the person of God, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just the scriptures? This is where your trust comes. And so when you're praying the word of God because you trust the person who told you this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're trusting the person who told you, and you say, he said it. You know, and you got to think about God's integrity. First of all, the Bible tells us he's not a man that he should lie. The Bible tells us that. So when we find something, especially, you know, if you're reading in the New Testament and you see it in red, you know, Jesus said this. So if Jesus said it, then we can bank on it. Amen. So that when we pray, then we can pray more confidently because, oh my God, that's what apostle is going to teach us about tomorrow. The promise. You know, who made this promise? You know, who told me this? You know, and Jesus said, and then, you know, and in my prayer time, I've had occasions to go to him. I say, well, Lord, you said, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what my faith is in the word, but it's backed by my trust in him. I'm trusting him totally that what he has said is going to come to pass. Amen. So it builds our confidence in our praying when we know that the person is backing up what is written. Amen. That was good. I got to say that myself. Oh, wow. That was good. The person of God is backing up that scripture that I'm believing, that scripture that I'm praying. Amen. So, I mean, I'm not just praying just these words that are written here. They got somebody behind these words. Oh, that's it. Y'all got that, huh? All right. Okay, good. Yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. You're right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got it. And look here, Mr. Bounds gave us that same scripture, John 14:1. You believe in God, believe also in me. Is the demand our Lord makes on the personal trust of his disciples. And if he demanded them to trust, he's also demanding us to trust. Believe also in me. Believe also in me. The person of Jesus Christ must be central to the eye of trust. Amen. Now, remember in the previous chapter, Mr. Bounds said, God is the objective of our faith. Remember that? So it's the same thing here. You know, we're looking at the person of God, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where our trust is. In John 11:24, Martha says to Jesus, Oh, my, now this was good. I got a little shout on this one. I know, talking about Lazarus. You know, Lazarus was dead. Amen? And so the sisters are all upset. If Jesus had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Y'all remember, John 11. And this is verse 24. And Martha says to Jesus, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Amen? And then Mr. Bowne says, Jesus lifts her trust above the mere fact of the resurrection. She had faith in the resurrection, but she forgot who the resurrection was. Amen? The person. Amen? The person. Jesus lifts her trust above the mere fact of the resurrection to his own person. Amen? By saying, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He asked, believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And we know what happened after that transaction, right? Lazarus was raised from the dead because he took her faith off of just the resurrection. Amen? And he put her trust, took her faith, amen, from the resurrection and put her trust in him, in the person of the Lord Jesus. He says, I'm the resurrection, amen? Yeah, he gonna rise, but I'm the resurrection. He can rise now. We don't have to wait, amen? Amen. It's like, oh my God, I see this, Lord, I see it. Trust is a historical a fact or a mere record that may be a very passive thing. Okay, I'm sorry. Trust in a historical fact or a mere record may be a very passive thing, but trust in a person, amen? Trust in a person strengthens the quality. It bears fruit, and it supplies it with love, amen? The trust that supplies prayer centers in a person, amen? And that person is our Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I had an experience years ago with a friend on a job. You know how we have people that you say, I sure don't trust them. You know we say that? You know we say that? Well, this friend of mine, I mean, she was almost upset with me. I said, I sure don't trust him. I said it. Amen? And she looked at me and she said, where in the Bible does it ever tell you to trust a man? Nowhere. The Bible only speaks of trusting God. Amen? Just trust God, and he will take care of the man or the woman or whoever it is that you're dealing with. But again, it goes back to that person, the person of God, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, yeah, and I mean, I don't want to carry to the... I'm not going to say don't trust people. I'm not going to say go around being paranoid against everybody. No, I don't mean it. I guess the word I'm looking for is your confidence. You know, your confidence is not in people. Amen. Your confidence. Let's use that word. Your confidence is in God. Amen. Amen. He's going to bring it. He's the one that's going to bring it all to pass. No man, no woman can make anything happen for any one of us. Nobody can do that but God. Amen. But God. The trust that inspires our prayer must not only be one in the person of God and of Christ. Good. But in their ability. Why you trust them? But in their ability and willingness to grant the thing prayed for. Amen. It is not only trust in the Lord. Amen. We used to sing a song. I will trust in the Lord. Look, I wrote it down. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Amen. You see, I keep telling y'all, those old people, they didn't know the word like we know it. Amen. But they had a trust in God. You know, and it's like I think we have just taken it for granted, and we've let all of that just slip because we got the word. We got the word. We got the word. Well, they had God. Amen. They had God himself. I want you to know that. And they didn't know the word. They weren't being taught the word like we have been taught the word. Amen. But they had God. Hallelujah. They had God. And so, you know, we got to go back and we got to do what they did. And you see, that's how we are so, let's see, we should have more, amen, than what they had. Why? Because now we got the word. We're understanding the word. The word is being taught and explained to us, amen. The Holy Spirit, you know, we got the Holy Spirit. We're being taught about the Holy Spirit. We learn how to pray in the Spirit. They didn't. A lot of them didn't have. Some of them did, but a lot of them didn't. So we should be doing even more exploits than what they did. Amen. Amen. But look, and I want to encourage y'all. Read this chapter. Like I said, in the beginning, it's kind of hard, you know, because you know it's like, what are you saying? What? And let's see. 2.5 times that I read it, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I got it. I see it. But you see, the Holy Ghost is here to help us. He helped me, and when you're reading it, he's going to help you. Amen? Amen. All right, we're going to go ahead, and we'll finish this on next week. And then after that, I do want us, before the end of the semester, there is prayer and obedience. I think it's like around chapter 9. I'm not sure if we'll do that one after trust, because then there's desire, prayer and desire, and there's prayer and I've forgotten what comes after desire. They're all good chapters, but I really want us to get to prayer and obedience. I think it's going to be important. Okay, enthusiasm, we've talked about a little bit. What's after that? You can look in your context. I mean, table of contents. We've done that. We're talking about perseverance. We've talked about that. So you see, these are the ones that we might be able to skip. Motivates God. We may have to come back to it. And we've talked about Christian conduct. And obedience, right. Is it 9 or 9? Right. Yeah. That's where I really, really want us to do that before the end of the semester. This is already March. So probably we'll go to prayer and obedience after we do trust. If we have time, we'll come back to a prayer that motivates God. But all of the others we've already touched on. Remember how I told you that these are books. And some of the books, the same subjects are covered more than one time. So if we've already talked about it, then we're not going to go over it again. Okay? Amen. Amen. That's it. Y'all be blessed. See you next week.